Sanhedrin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Some of the halachas we mentioned in the previous Mishnah regarding a Kohen Gadol are now going to be applied to a melech, to a king. The Mishnah tells us, HaMelech lo dun v'lo dunin oso. A king does not act as a judge, and you cannot judge him in a Beis Din. Now, what type of king are we talking about? So the Gemara says this is not talking about a king from the Davidic dynasty, descendant of David HaMelech. Those kings, there's a pasuk in Yirmiyah, which makes it clear that they are judged, and of course they can only be judges if they're going to be judged. What we were referring to is Malchei Yisrael, those kings who came later, who were not from the Davidic dynasty, those Malchei Yisrael, they cannot be judged. And the reason they're not judged is because of an incident that happened in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, at the time of Yanai HaMelech, and the members of the Sanhedrin died because of that incident. So therefore, with the Malchei Yisrael, we don't judge them. It's considered to be too dangerous. And therefore, since they do not judge them, they also cannot act as judges. That, however, when it comes to the kings of Malchei Beis David, they can be judged and they can act as judges as well. The Mishnah continues, Lo Meid, V'lo Meidin Oso. They cannot act as witnesses for other people. And also, Lo Meidin Oso, you cannot act as a witness against them. They can't be judges. Again, that not to witness against them, that would only be relevant again to those who are not from Malchus Beis David. Now, however, when it comes to Lo Meid, not acting as a witness, that, according to some opinions, applies even to Malchus Beis David, because even though they can be judged, and therefore you can witness against them, however, if you have them as act as a witness, that still is not kavod, is not proper honor for them. Therefore, that may apply to them. The Mishnah continues, Lo choletz v'lo choletzin l'ishto. Neither can he do the act of chalitza. It's not kavod for him to fulfill the mitzvah chalitza on behalf of the widow of his brother. And the reason for that is because he has to spit in front of him. For the Kohen Gadol, we allow it, but not for the king. V'lo choletzin l'ishto, and you can't do chalitza to his wife, simply because the almana of a king, the widow of a king, is not able to marry anyone else, as we'll see later in the Mishnah. Lo miyabim, he can't perform the mitzvah of yibum. It's not covered for the melech to act as a subordinate to his brother in order to fulfill have progeny in the name of his brother. That's not appropriate. Velo miyabim leishto, also no one can do yibum to his wife, as we mentioned, because nobody is allowed to marry the almana of a king, the widow of a king. Rabbi Yehuda says, Imratza lachlots aliyabim zachar latov. He's of the opinion that if he wants to perform chalitza, even though she'll spit in front of him, or to do the act of yibam, zachar latov, he's remembered for good. It's voluntarily, he's allowed to do it. If he wants to be mochel on his kavod, if he wants to pass on the kavod that's due to him, he would be allowed to do that. Amru lo, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, ain shomen lo. We don't listen to him. He's not allowed to denigrate the office of being the king. And some melech shemochel al kvodo, ain kvodo mochel. That that when he is mochel on his kavod, on his honor, it doesn't work. It's not operative. Now the Gemara continues, ain nosin almanasu. As we mentioned before, you cannot marry his almana. That's why yibum cannot be performed. You cannot marry his widow. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Yehuda says, no, there is an exception to this. Nosi hamelech almanasu shamelech. The king himself can marry the widow of another king. Shekein matzina b'David, because we find by David HaMelech, shenasa almanaso shel Shaul, he married the widow of Shaul. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, in pasuk in Shmuel Beis, ve'etna lecha es beis adonecha ves neshe adonecha b'chekecha. I will place the household of your adon, of your former master, meaning King Shaul, and the wives of your master, in your bosom, that you will marry them. And therefore we see from that it's permissible.